Hello everyone. Lovely to be with you. So we can invite ourselves to resting as presence, welcoming presence. Being guided by the source from itself to itself. This wondrous awareness, which knows no separation, no issues, no problems. The peace of being, the freedom, the understanding. That there is one reality, one awareness, one consciousness. So welcome yourself as that. Everything that you perceive, everything that you sense is made out of awareness, made out of consciousness, the one substance. The invisible reality of being. And yet it knows itself. As this ocean. The ocean of being, the ocean of awareness, in Satchitananda. So do not limit yourself to the senses. Notice their source. Notice their essence. Which is awareness, you. You are this vastness. All sorts of events appear on the screen. Various forms, the taste of mango, as well as the taste of lime. They appear on the screen of awareness. They are part of an order which bypasses the mind. In fact, the mind is part of this order. All of this unfolding, the various sensations and impressions, memories, perceptions, which we refer to as the mind, are ripples on the surface of the pond. And the wind is a ripple as well. Sensations within the body are ripples. Thoughts, perceptions, ripples on the surface of the pond. The pond is, in fact, you. Not a personal limited self, but you as the totality, the majesty, the vastness, the wholeness, the freedom of being, the one reality. Sometimes we wonder what is happening in your night dream. All sorts of night dream events are happening. The dream state. They seem so real from the perspective of a particular dream character inside the dream. But from the perspective of the dreamer of all dreams, nothing is happening. You awaken in the morning, and the pink flying elephant of your night dreams is nowhere to be found. The aches and pains and all the travails of your night dream are nowhere to be found. And yet, so much turmoil when you were identified as a particular dream character, the aches and the turmoils seemed so real. Similarly, right now in this waking state, there is this conversation. There are thoughts and sensations. What is the reality of this conversation? Is it the sound bites? Is it the various colors and shapes that we perceive? What is the reality of this so-called me character right now? That we believe in and we feel we are. What if just for a moment, memory, the past, and all the personal identification which is dependent on the past gets suspended? This moment of stillness, this moment of presence, when there is no past and no future, there is wakefulness. Awareness, aware that it is aware, which is Turiya. That which is not in time. That which is not a state of mind, of body. That which we truly are, which is not in the realm of birth and death. Not in the realm of time. This transparency, the transparency of being, this invisible awareness, this invisible aware presence. At the heart, at the core of all activities, there is this inactivity, the formless self, which is the experience of freedom and peace. Turiya. Sometimes there is misunderstanding about the teaching. The misunderstanding being that there should not be a response, that there is nothing and there is nothing to do. There is a confusion between the ultimate understanding and, one could say, the relative realm of creation, where we experience a hunger, we experience tiredness, we experience relationships, the world. Knowing yourself to be this transparent presence does not exclude saying hello to your neighbor. Does not exclude treating a headache or caring for the body mind. The world body mind is not the veil. Turiya is not veiled by thoughts, perceptions, sensations. It is not veiled by events in the body, events in the world. It is veiled by ignorance. It is veiled by mistaking reality to be phenomenal, believing that there is a phenomenal personhood, believing that there is a separate reality, that consciousness refers to a particular body-mind entity or is dependent on a body-mind form. And yet directly right now in your experience, there is no separate person. There is no identity. It's just a joy of being, a harmony of being, the restfulness of being, the transparency of being. The peace. All events arise within the formless screen of awareness. They arise from the formless screen of awareness. And they return where they arose from. All events arise to the screen, from the screen, like a ripple arises from the pond and to the pond. The ripple arises from the pond and returns to the pond, which it has never left. You never leave that which you are. Simply do not mistake yourself to be a male or female form, or a personal entity in the dream. You are the entire dream, and none of it. All states arise within Turiya, within consciousness, that which is not a state. We may wonder sometimes, what about suffering? When we take a look at suffering, there is always a sufferer, me. What is this me? In the absence of the past and the future, which is thoughts, mental activity, is there such a thing as a me? Is there such a thing as suffering outside of history? Resistance and seeking, which have nothing to do with the purity of being, the simplicity of being. Who is it that is suffering? What is it? What if there is a complete relaxation, No resistance, no seeking, being like a leaf in the wind, responding to the wind that takes it up and down, makes it twirl. In our life, we are like a leaf in the wind. We live, we respond from a place of gentleness and beauty and love and understanding and affection, compassion that is available to us. And there is a great beauty in freedom and joy, in living as such, in exploring, living as such, inviting ourselves to the party. So if you have any questions, anything that you would like to explore, please make sure to unmute yourself, and you can also raise your hand. There is an icon, I think called the reaction, somewhere in the bottom, where you can also raise your hand using the icon.